Okay, last but not least, number eight, Brendan Ashenmiller. Now we can just swear you in for a second time.
Sure.
Please state your name and address.
Jason LaRocca, 66 Bales Lake Shore Drive, representing the Ashenmiller and Ashenfelter sisters.
Can you please raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give is the truth to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Okay. Why don't you go ahead and explain to us the application?
Sure. So this is another Bales Grove application. It is to replace an existing deck. As you know, as it came up during Anthony's presentation before, the lots are very small. We've put the deck within Bales Grove setbacks, which are much more stringent than the southeast setbacks. However, they're really catered to Bales Grove. So, you know, we're asking just for a variance because even though we're kind of keeping the deck the same size and just reorienting it a little bit, we can't meet the town requirements.
Nobody can in Bales Grove.
Right.
Okay, so this will be a deck that's, this is a lakefront property, they'll have a deck overlooking.
Yes.
And it looks like you're gonna have some like storage space or something underneath the deck?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course, Bales Grove has already approved it.
They have. I think you guys have the package.
Yeah, we do, we have, right? We have the
there should be
drawings.
Two Bales Grove letters, one for the board approval and one, when I spoke to Joanne, she said because it's Bales Grove, we don't do the same request for mailings because it would be
you would have to spend, you know, $500 on mailings.
So there's a letter with the list of adjacent properties.
Okay.
In Bales Grove as well.
Okay. So you're just gonna, there's an existing concrete slab there, you're gonna extend that slab to basically the same dimensions as the deck.
Yes. Right now, when you get to the bottom of the stairs, you walk out onto their lawn, which right next to the lake is wet a lot of times. They said, can you turn that and just have it land on a slab so we don't have to walk through the wet lawn when we go downstairs?
Okay. Now, it looks like there will be one drawing. Should be existing. A062. Shows there's an existing staircase on the, I guess that's the east side of the property?
Yes.
And you're gonna just gonna run a decking along, continue along?
Yeah, so the parking is at the front of the house, sort of on the north side, and the grade slopes down. So as it exists now, it slopes down and then you have to step back up to get to the deck. And they have some elderly family members, so they said, can we just run basically a ramp, but it'll just be flat, just so they don't have to come down a grassy hill and then step back up.
Okay. So your drawings for that new ramp show it being, I think, 4.5 feet wide?
Yes.
Is that, what's the width of the existing staircase? In other words, I'm trying to get at, are you kind of closer to the property line than the existing staircase?
It is approximately the same.
Okay. All right. For the record, I need not ask whether there's anyone in the audience that has any questions about this because there's no one left in the audience. We've outlasted everyone. Okay.
And the soaking tub and the outdoor shower, that's all under the deck?
That's underneath.
Any other questions? Anyone? Are we okay voting on this evening?
Yes.
Okay. Anyone have any other questions before I close the public hearing? I think it's okay, so we'll close the public hearing and we'll take a vote. Before we do that, do you have any final comments or statements you'd like to make in support of the application?
No, that's it. Thanks for staying late to hear this.
Okay. You feel you've been given a fair and adequate opportunity to present the application, Steve?
Yes.
Okay, great, thank you. All right, close the public hearing. I'll entertain any deliberation or any motion anyone care to make on this application for a deck in Vales Grove.
I'll make a motion.
Okay, Greg, go ahead.
I'll make a motion we propose, for the proposed deck, to grant the variance for the south rear at 10 feet, the east side at 15 feet, the west side at 23 feet, and then the total side at 58 feet.
Okay, do I have a second?
Second.
I think John was first. Hold on, John, sorry.
I'm not even open about that.
No, it's very generous of you, Rod. Okay, Greg, if you could address the committee, please.
Okay, whether an undesirable change will be produced in the character of the neighborhood or detriment to nearby properties created by this variance, I believe it's the same as all your neighbors, so that I don't think it's going to create a detriment. Whether the benefits sought by the applicant can be achieved by some feasible method other than the variance due to the small lots and the wetland you spoke of earlier, I don't think that can be achieved. Whether the requested variance is substantial, I don't think it's substantial because it's the size of it, you're just reconfiguring it. Whether a proposed variance will have an adverse effect or impact on the environmental conditions of the neighborhood or district, I think it's, you put enough planning in to stay away from the wetland, so I think we're good on that. And whether or not the alleged difficulty was self-created, and other than wanting to redo the deck, I don't think it was.
Okay, very good, thank you. We'll do a roll call vote, and Scott, I'll start with you.
In favor.
Steve?
In favor.
Bob?
In favor.
Greg?
I'm in favor.
John?
In favor.
And I'm in favor as well. There is Grant.
There you go.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you. Have a good evening.